The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
It's Tuesday, Good News Day. Good morning. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Tuesday, May 14th, 2024, Tuesday of the seventh week of Easter. In the Missal, it's liturgical year B, cycle 2. Tuesday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And today is the feast of St. Matthias. Now, who was St. Matthias, you ask? He was the man chosen to replace Judas after his betrayal and to join the other 11 apostles. We'll have more on that later on in the program. Right now, St. Matthias, pray for us. And let's offer this day to the Lord. My God, I adore you and I love you with all my heart. I thank you for having created me, made me a Christian, and preserved me this night. I offer you the actions of this day. Grant that all of them may be in accordance with your holy will and for your greater glory. Protect me from sin and from all evil. Let your grace be always with me and with all my dear ones. Amen. And with Pope Francis, we pray that religious women and men and seminarians grow in their own vocations through their human, pastoral, spiritual, and community formation, leading them to be credible witnesses to the gospel. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father, Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Today we have the feast day of Saint Matthias. In the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we have Peter saying, "My brothers and sisters, the scripture had to be fulfilled which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand through the mouth of David, concerning Judas, who was the guide for those who arrested Jesus. Judas was numbered among us, and was allotted a share in this ministry. For it is written in the book of the Psalms, 'Let his encampment become desolate, and may no one dwell in it,' and 'May another take his office.' Therefore it is necessary that one of the men who accompanied us the whole time the Lord Jesus came and went among us, beginning from the baptism of John unto the day on which he was taken up from us, become with us a witness to his resurrection." And so, as the Acts goes on, so they proposed two, Joseph, called Barsabbas, who is known also as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed, "You, Lord, know the hearts of all. Show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this apostolic ministry," from which Judas turned away to go to his own place. Then they gave lots to them, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was counted with the 11. Apostles. Matthias, chosen to be one of the 12. What a gift, what an honor, and yet what a responsibility. For those like you and me, perhaps not as naturally inclined to glory and hard work and martyrdom, well, it didn't fall to us to be one of the 12. Whew. But we too are chosen, and we want to think of it that way. I am chosen. Not to be one of those special 12, but I am chosen. You, my brother, my sister, are also chosen to be an apostle. And we want to remember that. Perhaps we can think about Barsabbas, Justus, the one that was not chosen. The lot did not fall to him. He was not chosen by the Holy Spirit. Jesus, what do you want me to understand about that? We go to the letters of St. Paul. The first two in the New Testament, Romans and Corinthians. In Romans, at the beginning, he says, "To all who are beloved of God in Rome, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." And at the beginning of 1 Corinthians, "To the church of God, which is at Corinth, to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, saints by calling, with all who in every place call in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours." He invoked you by name, Jesus and their Lord. And St. Paul, at least 12 more places, also invoked the early Christians as saints. Jesus, you're calling me, yes, me, to be a saint? Wow. In the year 1745, Father Alban Butler produced his famous collection of the lives of the saints. It's been in circulation ever since, providing the faithful with stories of holy men and women as exemplars to imitate. Sometimes the stories in the volumes, the lives of the saints, do not seem to portray real human beings. The brief passages list only miracles and pious deeds. Sometimes I feel that the examples used could even make the sweet St. Therese, the little flower, look positively scandalous in comparison. But this is not to say that Father Butler's work on the lives of the saints is in vain. It is good that these names are recorded for us. This raises the great question, what is a saint? What does it mean to be holy? Who is called to be holy? Benedict XVI said, "We are often led to think that holiness is a goal reserved for us few elect. St. Paul, instead, speaks of God's great plan and says, even as he, God, chose us in him, Christ, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. And he was speaking about all of us. At the center of the divine plan is Christ, in whom God shows his face in accord with the favor of his will. The mystery hidden in the centuries is revealed in its fullness in the Word made flesh." Sounds pretty high and amazing. So again, me, holy, a saint? But he goes on, our Holy Father. Holiness, the fullness of Christian life, does not consist in carrying out extraordinary enterprises, but in being united with Christ, in living his mysteries, in making our own his example, his thoughts, his behavior. The measure of holiness stems from the stature that Christ achieves in us, inasmuch as, with the power of the Holy Spirit, we model our whole life on his. Aren't we used to getting excited about the process of canonization, or someone we connect with or have read the life of becomes finally one of the list of the canon, canonized? Well, it tells us that a certain person is surely in heaven and that their life is worth imitating. But, Jesus, aren't you telling me that there are more unrecognized saints than that those who are recognized? Aren't you telling me that saints are people who, through the course of their lives, have grown in the image of themselves which you hold in your divine mind? They become, don't they, Jesus, as you want, to be created in the fullest sense. The marvelous thing about saints, of course, is that they were real, gloriously messy, complex human persons. If we believe every human being is an unrepeatable expression of God's love, then it stands to reason that every saint is an unrepeatable example of what it means to live out of love. But how can we live out of love? Benedict XVI goes on, how can it happen that our manner of thinking and our actions become thinking and action with Christ and of Christ? What is the soul of holiness? Once again, the Second Vatican Council explains, it tells us that Christian holiness is nothing other than charity lived to the full. Quote, God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Now that God has poured out his love in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Therefore, the first and most necessary gift is charity, by which we love God above all things, and our neighbor through love of him. But if charity, like a good seed, is to grow and fructify in the soul, each of the faithful must be willing to hear the word of God and carry out his will with deeds with the help of his grace. He must frequently receive the sacraments, chiefly the Eucharist, and take part in the Holy Liturgy. He must constantly apply himself to prayer, self-denial, active brotherly service, and the exercise of all the virtues. This is because love, as the bond of perfection and fullness of the law, governs. It gives meaning to and perfects all the means of sanctification. Jesus, my mind and heart go back to this Barsabbas, this Justice, the one who wasn't chosen, but really was. We know his name because the Christian community kept it alive, too. He lived the life of those early Christians, the ones St. Paul spoke of as saints. And Jesus, I understand this. Let me not be afraid. Let me not fear the call of holiness. St. Jose Maria says, the goal I am putting before you, or rather that God has marked out for us all, is no illusory or unattainable ideal. I could quote you many specific examples of ordinary men and women, just like you and me, who have met Jesus passing by, quasi in occulto, at what appeared to be quite ordinary crossroads in their lives, and have decided to follow him, lovingly embracing their daily cross. In this age of ours, an age of generalized decay, of compromise and discouragement, and also of license and anarchy, I think it's more important than ever to hold on to that simple yet profound conviction which I had when I began my priestly work and have held ever since, and which has given me a burning desire to tell all mankind that these world crises are crises of saints. He goes on to say, some of you might think I'm referring only to a select few. Don't let the promptings of cowardice or easygoing ways deceive you so easily. Feel, instead, God urging each one of you to become another Christ, Christ himself. To put it simply, God is urging us to make our actions consistent with the demands of our faith. For our sanctity, the holiness we should be striving for, is not a second-class sanctity. There is no such thing. The main thing we're asked to do, which is so much in keeping with our nature, is to love. Charity is the bond of perfection. Jesus, give me this love of you. Let me know, if you don't give me the grace to be a very public saint like Saint Matthias, give me the grace to be that little-known or unknown saint like Saint Barthabas, Saint Justice, if I may say so. Let me not fear what you're asking of me. You're asking for my love, and you'll give me the grace for it and the grace to be very daring in it. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, inspirations that you have communicated to me in this time of prayer. I ask your help for putting them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
And there's a lot more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. This liturgical day begins in just a few minutes on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. On the feast of St. Matthias the Apostle, this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek, and we join the whole church in prayer now. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. Alleluia.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. Alleluia.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. Alleluia.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. Alleluia.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. Alleluia.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. Alleluia.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. Alleluia.
Their voice has gone out to the limits of the earth, their words to the ends of the world.
Alleluia.
Their voice has gone out to the limits of the earth, their words to the ends of the world.
Alleluia.
The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message.
No speech, no word, no voice is heard. Yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world.
There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course.
At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the furthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Their voice has gone out to the limits of the earth, their words to the ends of the world.
Alleluia.
They proclaimed what God has done for us. They grasped the meaning of his deeds.
Alleluia.
They proclaimed what God has done for us. They grasped the meaning of his deeds.
Alleluia.
Hear my voice, O God, as I complain. Guard my life from the dread of the foe. Hide me from the band of the wicked, from the throng of those who do evil.
They sharpen their tongues like swords. They aim bitter words like arrows to shoot at the innocent from ambush, shooting suddenly and recklessly.
They scheme their evil course. They conspire to lay secret snares. They say, who will see us? Who can search out our crimes?
He will search who searches the mind and knows the depths of the heart. God has shot them with his arrow and dealt them sudden wounds. Their own tongue has brought them to ruin, and all who see them mock.
Then will all men fear. They will tell what God has done. They will understand God's deeds. The just will rejoice in the Lord and fly to him for refuge. All the upright hearts will glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
They proclaimed what God has done for us. They grasped the meaning of his deeds.
Alleluia.
God's holiness was revealed by them. All nations saw God's glory.
Alleluia.
God's holiness was revealed by them. All nations saw God's glory.
Alleluia.
The Lord is King. Let earth rejoice. Let all the coastlands be glad. Cloud and darkness are his raiment, his throne, justice and right.
A fire prepares his path. It burns up his foes on every side. His lightnings light up the world. The earth trembles at the sight.
The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The skies proclaim his justice. All people see his glory.
Let those who serve idols be ashamed, those who boast of their worthless gods. All you spirits, worship him.
Zion hears and is glad. The people of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord.
For you indeed are the Lord, most high above all the earth, exalted far above all spirits.
The Lord loves those who hate evil. He guards the souls of his saints. He sets them free from the wicked.
Light shines forth for the just, and joy for the upright of heart. Rejoice, you just, in the Lord. Give glory to his holy name.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
God's holiness was revealed by them. All nations saw God's glory.
Alleluia.
They proclaimed the Lord's praises, told of his power to save. Alleluia.
And of the wonders he had worked.
Alleluia.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders occurred among the people. By mutual agreement, they used to meet in Solomon's portico. No one else dared to join them, despite the fact that the people held them in great esteem. Nevertheless, more and more believers, men and women in great numbers, were continually added to the Lord. The people carried the sick into the streets and laid them on cots and mattresses, so that when Peter passed by, at least his shadow might fall on one or another of them. Crowds from the towns around Jerusalem would gather too, bringing their sick and those who were troubled by unclean spirits, all whom were cured. The high priest and all his supporters, that is, the party of the Sadducees, filled with jealousy, arrested the apostles and threw them into the public jail. During the night, however, an angel of the Lord opened the gates of the jail and led them forth and said, "Go out now and take your place in the temple precincts and preach to the people all about this new life." Accordingly, they went into the temple at dawn and resumed their teaching. When the high priest and his supporters arrived, they convoked the Sanhedrin, the full council of the elders of Israel. They sent word to the jail that the prisoners were to be brought in. But when the temple guard got to the jail, they could not find them and hurried back with the report, "We found the jail securely locked and the guards at their posts outside the gates, but when we opened it, we found no one inside." On hearing this report, the captain of the temple guard and the high priest did not know what to make of the affair. Someone then came up to them, pointing out, "Look, there, those men you put in jail are standing over there in the temple, teaching the people." At that, the captain went off with the guard and brought them in, but without any show of force, for fear of being stoned by the crowd. When they had led them in, they made them stand before the Sanhedrin. The high priest began the interrogation in this way, "We gave you strict orders not to teach about that name, yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to make us responsible for that man's blood." To this, Peter and the apostles replied, "Better for us to obey God than men. The God of our fathers has raised up Jesus, whom you put to death, hanging him on a tree. He whom God has exalted at his right hand as ruler and savior is to bring repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. We testify to this. So too does the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those that obey him." With great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of Jesus.
All of them were held in great favor.
They were filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke God's word with boldness.
All of them were held in great favor.
A reading from A Homily on the Acts of the Apostles by St. John Chrysostom, Bishop. In those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, "As the fiery spirit to whom the flock was entrusted by Christ, and as the leader in the band of the apostles, Peter always took the initiative in speaking. My brothers, we must choose from among our number." He left the decision to the whole body, at once augmenting the honor of those elected and avoiding any suspicion of partiality. for such great occasions can easily lead to trouble. Did not Peter then have the right to make the choice himself? Certainly he had the right. But he did not want to give the appearance of showing special favor to anyone. Besides, he was not yet endowed with the Spirit. And they nominated two, we read, Joseph, who was called Barsabbas, and surnamed Justus, and Matthias. He himself did not nominate them, all present did. But it was he who brought the issue forward, pointing out that it was not his own idea, but had been suggested to him by a scriptural prophecy. So he was speaking not as a teacher, but as an interpreter. So, he goes on, we must choose from those men who lived in our company. Notice how insistent he is that they should be eyewitnesses. Even though the Spirit would come to ratify the choice, Peter regards this prior qualification as most important. Those who lived in our company, to continue the passage, all through the time when the Lord Jesus came and went among us. He refers to those who had dwelt with Jesus, not just those who had been his disciples. For of course, from the very beginning, many had followed him. Notice how it is written that Peter himself was one of the two who had listened to John and followed Jesus. All through the time when the Lord Jesus came and went among us, to continue farther, beginning with the baptism of John. Rightly so, because no one knew what had happened before that time, although they were to know of it later through the Spirit. Up to the day, Peter added, on which he was taken up from us, one of these must be made a witness along with us of his resurrection. He did not say a witness of the rest of his actions, but only a witness of the resurrection. That witness would be more believable who could declare that he who ate and drank and was crucified also rose from the dead. He needed to be a witness not of the times before or after that event, and not of the signs and wonders, but only of the resurrection itself. For the rest happened by general admission, openly, but the resurrection took place secretly and was known to these men only. And they all prayed together, saying, You, Lord, know the hearts of men. Make your choice known to us. You, not we. Appropriately, they said that he who knew the hearts of men, because the choice was to be made by him, not by others. They spoke with such confidence because someone had to be appointed. They did not say, choose, but make known to us the chosen one, the one you choose, they said, fully aware that everything was preordained by God. Then they drew lots, for they did not think themselves worthy to make the choice of their own accord, and therefore they wanted some sign for their instruction. Lord, you know the hearts of all.
Show us the one whom you have chosen to assume this ministry and apostleship. Alleluia.
They cast lots, and the choice fell upon Matthias, and he was added to the 11 apostles.
Show us the one whom you have chosen to assume this ministry and apostleship. Alleluia.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you, Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Let us pray. O God, who assigned to St. Matthias a place in the College of Apostles, grant us through his intercession that, rejoicing at how your love has been allotted to us, we may merit to be numbered among the elect. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord gives some very, very important points in today's gospel in just a few minutes on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's the Feast of St. Matthias. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord tells his disciples to remain in his love and to love one another. It's from the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John.
As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. You'll find daily and Sunday Mass readings on the Relevant Radio app. So, how did it come about that Matthias became an apostle? Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 6, Special Feasts. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide. After Judas' betrayal, his place among the 12 became vacant. The election of his successor fulfilled something that the Holy Spirit had prophesied and Jesus had expressly instituted. Our Lord wanted there to be 12 apostles because the new people of God was to be founded upon 12 supports, just as the former one had been based on the 12 tribes of Israel. St. Peter, exercising his primacy in the assembly of the 120 disciples, sets out the conditions laid down by the Master. conditions that had to be met by whichever disciple was chosen to complete the apostolic college. He had to have known Jesus personally and would have to bear witness to him. Peter explains this in his discourse to the assembly. One of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these men must become with us a witness to his resurrection. The apostle emphasizes that the man selected has to have been an eyewitness of the preaching and the events of Jesus' entire public life, and especially of his resurrection. 30 years later, we find him saying the same thing in his last written testimony to all Christians. "For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty." Peter does not make the choice himself. He leaves that to God, just as used to be the case at times in the Old Testament. The lot is cast into the lap, and the decision is wholly from the Lord, we read in the book of Proverbs. They put forward two, Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias, a shortened form of Mattathias, which means God's gift. And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was enrolled with the 11 apostles. An ancient historian records a tradition that this disciple belonged to the group of the 72 who had been sent by Jesus to preach to the cities of Israel. Before the election, Peter and the whole community pray to God because the choice is not to be theirs. Vocation is always a divine choice. And so they pray, "Lord, who knowest the hearts of all men, show which one of these two thou hast chosen." The 11 and the other disciples do not dare take upon themselves, by expressing any personal preference or inclination, the responsibility of choosing Judas' successor. When later on St. Paul feels compelled to declare the origin of his mission, he says that he has been appointed not by men nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father. It is God who chooses and sends forth, now just as much as then. Each of us has a divine vocation to holiness and apostolate. We received it first in baptism, and it has been subsequently underscored by God's successive interventions in our lives. At certain moments in life, this call to follow Jesus becomes particularly intense and clear. "I didn't think God would get hold of me the way he did either." But God doesn't ask our permission to complicate our lives. He just gets in, and that's that. It's then up to each of us to respond. Today we can ask ourselves in our prayer, "Am I faithful in what God wants of me? Do I try to do God's will in all my undertakings? Am I prepared to respond all life long to what our Lord asks of me?" In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. We continue praying now with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
My commandment is this: love one another as I have loved you. Alleluia.
O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory.
For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hand. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, Creator of unfailing light, give that same light to those who call to you. May our lips praise you, our lives proclaim your goodness, our work give you honor, and our voices celebrate you forever.
My commandment is this: love one another as I have loved you. Alleluia. There is no greater love than to lay down your life for your friends. Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all, forever.
Let us bless the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all, forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all, forever.
There is no greater love than to lay down your life for your friends. Alleluia. You are my friends, says the Lord, if you do what I command you. Alleluia.
Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor falls for all his faithful.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Let Israel rejoice in you, Lord, and acknowledge you as Creator and Redeemer. We put our trust in your faithfulness and proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation. May your loving kindness embrace us now and forever.
You are my friends, says the Lord, if you do what I command you. Alleluia.
A reading from Ephesians. You are strangers and aliens no longer. No, you are fellow citizens of the saints and members of the household of God. You form a building which rises on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the capstone. Through him, the whole structure is fitted together and takes shape as a holy temple in the Lord. In Him, you are being built into this temple to become a dwelling place for God in the Spirit. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You have made them rulers over all the earth. Alleluia, alleluia.
You have made them rulers over all the earth.
Alleluia, alleluia.
They will always remember your name, O Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
You have made them rulers over all the earth. Alleluia, alleluia.
We must choose someone who was with us all the time that the Lord Jesus lived among us. He will take his place with us in giving witness to the Lord's resurrection. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
We must choose someone who was with us all the time that the Lord Jesus lived among us. He will take his place with us in giving witness to the Lord's resurrection. Alleluia.
Let us pray. Beloved friends, we have inherited heaven along with the apostles. Let us give thanks to the Father for all his gifts.
The company of apostles praises you, O Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord, for the banquet of Christ's body and blood given us through the apostles,
which refreshes us and gives us life.
The company of apostles praises you, O Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord, for the feast of your word prepared for us by the apostles,
giving us light and joy.
The company of apostles praises you, O Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord, for your holy church, founded on the apostles,
where we are gathered together into your community.
The company of apostles praises you, O Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord, for the cleansing power of baptism and penance that you have entrusted to your apostles,
through which we are cleansed of our sins.
The company of apostles praises you, Lord.
And we pray, Lord, that we may be your apostles in our own age. And for all of our intentions in that regard, we pray. We pray to the Lord.
The company of apostles praises you, O Lord.
With the longing for the coming of God's kingdom, let us offer our prayer to the Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who assigned St. Matthias a place in the College of Apostles, grant us through his intercession that, rejoicing at how your love has been allotted to us, we may merit to be numbered among the elect. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Time to get up, go out, and share the good news. Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes with John and Glenn, Patrick Madrid a bit later on this morning. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Roll Effort Radio app. Go out, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.